This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Armenia says more than 50,000 refugees have arrived from Nagorno-Karabakh into Armenia. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports the flood of people is crushing.
Many share their stories while awaiting an uncertain future in the Armenian town of Kornizor.
It took us around 24 hours to reach here.
$11.5 million in humanitarian assistance were pledged Tuesday by the United States Agency for International Development.
This assistance will be used to provide everything from food to psychosocial support.
Diplomatic efforts are underway at the highest levels with the government of Azerbaijan to try to calm the situation. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
North Korea says it will expel a U.S. soldier who crossed into the country 2 months ago through the heavily armed border separating the Koreas. The announcement of Private Travis King's release came relatively quickly and surprised some observers who had expected the North to drag out his detention in the hopes of squeezing concessions from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold talks with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. TASS quoted the Kremlin as saying the meeting will occur on September 28th when Kiir is scheduled to visit Russia. At least 100 people were killed when a fire broke out at a wedding attended by hundreds of guests in northern Iraq. Officials said on Wednesday that the fire broke out after fireworks were set off inside the hall during the wedding.